That's the Larry Fuller Trio from Larry Fuller's brand new CD, self-titled. Hassan Shakur on bass, Greg Hutchinson on drums, joining the pianist in a tune written by Ray Brown, in whose trio Larry Fuller played for a long time. That was called The Parking Lot Blues by Ray Brown from Larry Fuller's new CD, just issued this month. And he is going to be playing next month in Seattle. On October 9th, he'll be playing the Art of Jazz concert at the Seattle Art Museum. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. Next up, here's a tune from the Sunday night band at Tula's, the Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra. This is from their most recent disc called Gimme Some Sugar, Baby. It's the lead-off tune from the album, composed by Jim Cutler, who's heard here on alto sax. You'll also hear Al Keith on trumpet. It's called Bella's Boogie. Beautiful tune that was written by Kenny Dorham years ago called La Mesha, played here by the Anton Schwartz Quintet from Anton Schwartz CD Flash Mob. Dominic Farinacci was the trumpet player, with Taylor Axte piano, John Shiflett on bass, Lorca Hart on drums, Anton Schwartz on tenor sax, and La Mesha. Before that was a tune from the Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra that plays every Sunday evening at Tula's. That was Bella's Boogie, composed by Jim Cutler, who was also the alto sax soloist, and the trumpet work was by Al Keith. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Jim Wilkie with you here on a Sunday afternoon. Let's take a look at the jazz calendar. This afternoon, some things already in progress, an open jam going on at Cuth Buzzard on Greenwood this afternoon. Also, the Steve Griggs Ensemble is playing the Cup of Joe show at the West Seattle Library. This is part of a series of free performances in Seattle libraries. Well worth checking out. There are two shows that are alternating, the Cup of Joe for Joe Brazil and the Panama Hotel Jazz, which we saw last Sunday at the Green Lake Library. Cafe Racer and Daryl's Tavern Sessions tonight. The Django Festival is wrapping up at the Whidbey Island Center for the Arts at 3 and 7 p.m. performances, and Earl Clue has his final performance tonight in his current run at Demetrio's Jazz Alley. Coming up on Monday and Tuesday, the Bad Plus will be playing at the Triple Door. Ann Reynolds' Clave Gringa has a CD release party on Monday night at Tula's. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, most weeks, Michael Gotts and Keith Lowe duo play at Bake's Place from 6 to 8:30. There's the Owl Jam at 10 o'clock on Tuesday night for Night Owls, and if that's not enough, McTuff plays at Sea Monster at 11 on Tuesday nights. Eliana Elias opens at Jazz Alley on Thursday. She'll play through Sunday. Thomas Marriott does a tribute to the late Horace Silver at Tula's on Thursday night. Matt Jorgensen will do a John Coltrane birthday celebration at Tula's on Saturday night. Industrial Revelation will be playing at the Blue Moon. For more info and other good places to go for live jazz, check the KPLU jazz calendar, as well as the Earshot calendar, very complete, and daily updates often from seattlejazzscene.com. Here's a little music from the new CD by Ann Reynolds, who's celebrating her new CD on Monday night at Tula's. Ann Reynolds' Clave Gringa, and her group here includes Ann at the piano with Toby Stone on clarinet, some Cuban friends, Ernesto Pedianco on percussion, Edson Otero on güiro, Alberto Pantaleon on bass, and Ben Morrow on the drum set. And this is Ann Reynolds at the piano from her new CD, Para Cuba Con Amor, and a piece titled La Amistad, which she says in honor to the many friendships she's made in Cuba. Thank you.
Don't touch me. Keep your hands to yourself. Don't touch me. They belong to someone else. Don't touch me. It's no fun here by myself. Don't touch me. Don't sweet talk. I don't wanna hear your lies. Stop acting. You're just a devil in disguise. Don't touch me. My poor heart is growing wise. Don't touch me. We talked of romance and the good times of life, and all you gave me was misery and strife. I hope and pray there's a chance that you will care. I'll be your one and only, but I sure won't be your spare. You kissed me, chills ran up and down my spine. I loved you, but you went and left me behind. Don't touch me until your heart's made up your mind. Don't touch me. Until your heart's made up your mind. Don't touch me. Oh no. Don't do it. Don't do it. Until your heart's made up your mind. Don't touch me. Don't touch me.
That's Dee Daniels from her latest CD titled Intimate Conversations. It's a series of mostly duets with various musicians. There are 8 different musicians taking part on this. And Bob Kindred was the tenor saxophonist here, with Dee Daniels doing the vocal from the piano, accompanying herself on Don't Touch Me. an old song written by Teddy Edwards, and some nice old-school tenor sound there from Bob Kindred. Before Dee Daniels, we were listening to Ann Reynolds and Clave Gringa from her new album, Para Cuba Con Amor, and Ann Reynolds was the pianist there, and Toby Stone featured on clarinet in that piece called La Amistad, which she says she wrote to honor the many friendships she's made in Cuba, the song written as a danzón. Ann Reynolds and Clave Gringa CD release party Monday night at Tula's in Seattle. Jim Wilkie with you here as we continue with more Jazz Northwest, and we'll be listening next to a brass quartet, followed by some solo piano from Jessica Williams. The brass quartet first. This is the Westerlies, which is Riley Muhercar and Zubin Hensler on trumpets, Andy Clausen and Willem de Kock on trombone. We recently recorded them in a concert at the Chapel Performance Space, and we'll be broadcasting that concert coming up in early November. Right now, though, this is from their new CD, Wish the Children Would Come on Home, and it's music composed by Wayne Horvitz and adapted for this brass quartet. We'll be listening to the Westerlies playing a composition titled The Band with Muddy. Thank you. Summertime, along with some references to some other songs from Porgy and Bess, played by Jessica Williams. This comes from her latest album titled With Love, beautiful version of Summertime, on this last weekend of summer. Before that, we heard the Westerlies, which always kind of reminds me of a brass band playing in the park in a summer concert. The Westerlies, Riley Muhercart and Zubin Hensler trumpets and Andy Clausen and Willem de Kock trombones, played a piece by Wayne Horvitz adapted for the brass quartet that was called The Band with Muddy. It comes from their CD Wish the Children Would Come On Home. It is indeed the last weekend of summer. Autumn comes in on Monday night, but it's been a beautiful, glorious summer around here. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have. I really hate to let it go. Here's another piece dealing with the end of summer. It was written years ago by Ralph Towner. For years, I heard it played in various combinations by Ralph Towner and Denny Goodhue, sometimes with electric keyboard, sometimes with piano, sometimes with guitar, Denny Goodhue playing a variety of saxophones from barre to soprano. In this case, it finally got a title and was finally issued in an album which came out in about 1996 on ECM called Lost and Found. Not inappropriately. Ralph Towner, in this case, plays classical guitar and Denny Goodhue's on soprano sax. And a beautiful piece by Ralph Towner, which finally found a perfect title in Summer's End. Thank you. Michael Brockman was the alto saxophone soloist. Mark Seals was the pianist in the introduction to Isfahan by Billy Strayhorn and Duke Ellington from the Far East Suite, recorded in concert at the Kirkland Performance Center in 2001. And the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra is going to be opening their 20th season coming up on October 4th and 5th with concerts at Nordstrom Recital Hall and Kirkland Performance Center, celebrating 20 years with a collection of music by Count Basie. Before the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra playing Isfahan, we were listening to another beautiful late summer autumnal kind of song composed by Ralph Towner and played by Ralph Towner on classical guitar and Denny Goodhue on soprano sax. That was called Summer's End from the CD Lost and Found, which concludes our Jazz Northwest for today. Coming up next week, we're going to be listening to a singer's concert from Jazzport Townsend featuring Sashal Vasandani, John A. Kendrick, and Dina DeRose next week on Jazz Northwest.